In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Religion should be taken seriously. And as we reflect on the gospel this morning, we notice that both the Pharisee and the publican took their religion serious. Religion is made for us to be formed. We are being formed in the God whom we worship. And for the Jews, they clung to their religion because of what God did for them. They were enslaved in Egypt, and the good God liberated them, and they enjoyed freedom. From those days, they started to acknowledge the God of their fathers. We see in the gospel for today that religion is to be taken seriously, but we can sometimes overdo it. The Pharisee, very learned, very religious man, but somehow he thought only of himself. He thought that God would favor him because of what he was doing. And yes, God would. But God expects us in our formation to help others who are not as formed as we are. The publican, on the other side, knew his weakness. He knew that his only help was from God, and so he appealed to God. God, I know that I am not worthy, but do please have mercy upon me, a sinner. And of course, we read in Scripture where that man went to his house justified. A God who is merciful and a God who is pitiful. And when we look again at the epistle for today, we see one who received the mercy of God. St. Paul, as he addressed the Corinthians, he said, I was not what I am. I persecuted the church, but by the grace of God, I have turned my life around. So religion is made for us to turn our lives around. As I thought about what I was going to say, ask myself the question, what if we had no religion? What if we were just living so? We would probably be barbarians, eh? But God, in his mercy, has provided his compassion, his mercy, and his pity for all of us to follow. And in religion, the first thing that we need to follow is what the collect speaks today about, the commandments. If we follow the commandments, we will not go wrong. Yes, we will have our doubts. Yes, we'll have our fears. Yes, we'll have our problems. But God knows, as we see in the life of Jesus Christ, that it was not a smooth life. He lived, he died to save us all. So when we go through the trials and temptations of life, we must remember the God who is always there for us. The God who will never leave us nor forsake us. And we should not give up on him, but we should thank him for all that he is doing for us. The Pharisee had so much self-confidence. And here's where he went wrong. Self, 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 self. I know it. God has instructed me. I know I am better than you. But on the other hand, the publican, he said, God, I know I am weak, but you are strong. We are weak, God is strong. And that is what, my brothers and sisters, we are called to reflect on today. Who are we in the scripture today? Are we so bent in our religion that we remember not the other one? Or are we grateful that God, by his grace, is causing us to do what he commands? God liberated the Egyptian, the Jews from Egypt. God continues to liberate us. God continues to set us free. God continues to give unto us all the goodness so that we when the time comes, will be rewarded. We must remember we practice our religion because we hope to be rewarded. We hope to be rewarded when we live a good life. And it's not easy to live a good life. It is not easy to follow the commandments of God. But we can only do it by the grace of God bestowed upon us. St. Paul got that grace. He persecuted the church. He persecuted Christians. But God picked him up and used him for his service. God wants to use each and every one of us for his service. But we must remember the past. Remember where we are coming from. And remember that if it were not for God, we would not be here. Were it not for the parents we have, were it not for those who formed us, were it not for those who carried us to baptism and confirmation, we would be abandoned elsewhere. So we thank God today for his goodness. He has called us all to follow him. He has called the Pharisee. He has called the publican. But what he expects of us is a true heart, a merciful heart, and a pitiful heart. Remember always the other. They may not be as formed as we are, but we have the responsibility to carry them along. May God in his grace grant us his peace and his mercy and his pity, now and forevermore. Amen.